This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Is it a case of buyer's remorse for House Speaker Paul Ryan, who days after endorsing presumptive GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump, after a period of excruciating public skepticism about the Donald, Ryan was back on the condemnation trail again?
Claiming a person can't do the job because of their race is sort of like the textbook definition of a racist comment.
That's Paul Ryan reacting to Trump's characterization of a judge as biased because he has a Mexican background, when Ryan might have preferred to talk about just about anything else today. Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. Boy, Ryan did not seem pleased at all today.
No, he can't be. It's not the first time, John, that Paul Ryan has had to do this. I count the sixth time he's rebuked Donald Trump for comments that are either sexist, xenophobic, racist, or Islamophobic. And on a day when Paul Ryan was trying to roll out the new Republican agenda for 2017, explicitly trying to give voters a reason to back House Republicans in their own races back home, even if people don't like the top of the ticket. He was trying to roll out an anti-poverty program, new ideas, he says, that conservatives have for streamlining and combating poverty in America. And instead, he had to talk about this.
Claiming a person can't do the job because of their race is sort of like the textbook definition of a racist comment. I think that should be absolutely disavowed. It's absolutely unacceptable. But do I believe that Hillary Clinton is the answer? No, I do not. Do I believe that Hillary Clinton is going to be the answer to solving these problems? I do not. I believe that we have more common ground on the policy issues of the day, and we have more likelihood of getting our policies enacted with him than we do with her.
Does anyone know what those policy issues are in the din of the rhetoric right now?
Well, that's the problem, is that it completely occludes it. And House Republicans, led by Speaker Paul Ryan, have been trying really hard to compile a whole bunch of new policy proposals to try to give voters that positive image of conservatives in the House GOP going into the 2016 elections. And you're right, John, it's making it really difficult. Look, we're heading into the last gasp of the 114th Congress, about 6 weeks here in June and July, where Congress really can and actually is going to try to get some substance done. They're going to try to do a restructuring plan for Puerto Rico's $73 billion debt. They're going to pass some money for Zika. They want to do criminal justice reform, and they want to pass spending bills. But here you and I and the rest of the country are talking about the Speaker of the House having to rebuke what he calls racism on the part of the party's nominee, and that's exceedingly difficult. And Paul Ryan's not alone. Over the weekend, these comments that Donald made about Gonzalo Curiel have resonated around Republican ranks. Even Newt Gingrich, the former Speaker, who wants to be Donald Trump's vice president, he's been explicit about it, called those comments inexcusable. Senator Susan Collins called them absolutely unacceptable, although it was unclear if absolutely unacceptable had any practical implications for her. And Lindsey Graham, we're used to talking about him. He said it was the most un-American thing from a politician since Joe McCarthy. And John, he also said that if Republicans are looking for an off-ramp from Donald Trump, that this is it. He's urging Republicans to unendorse Trump at this point.
Well, the unacceptable term was used by Ryan as well. I was talking to a Democratic congresswoman yesterday who couldn't be more outraged by gridlock in Congress. And she was saying, I feel sorry for Paul Ryan. It was astounding.
Well, a lot of people probably do. There might be some schadenfreude there if that's a Democratic member of Congress that you were talking to. Look, Paul Ryan took this job under a lot of agreements and under a lot of duress. And even though there was some fanfare when he took over from John Boehner, most of us knew that the honeymoon wouldn't last. We didn't know that it would be Donald Trump per se, but the state of the conservative wing of the Republican conference in the House made it certain that this would be a difficult ride for Paul Ryan. Now we're on a day where he's trying to be positive, forward leaning and project a positive image for the House GOP. And John, Donald Trump is making that impossible.
Todd Zwillick exploring the definition of the word unacceptable on Capitol Hill. Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thank you so much.
You got it, John.